Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, we kick off every single morning show, The Foundation with the Nation's Song. Chloe, you had some inspiration today.
Yes, all of our maintenance workers. That's who I'd like to give the national anthem out to today. Whether you work at a theme park, you work at a restaurant, at a hotel, you work in an apartment complex. I have a quick story. I'd like to show all the love in the world to the maintenance men. There's three of them that work at my apartment complex. They're so much more than just what they do, fixing things. They come to the rescue. They are the heroes. I bought a belt from Forever 21 the other day. The sensor was still on it. Saw one of our sweet maintenance guys down the hallway. Started sprinting to him with the belt, panicking. And took some pliers, hooked it off for me. One maintenance gentleman yesterday, I was grilling. He came downstairs because I was having a hard time starting one of the burners. They're so good to me, and they're so much more than just what they do.
I understand the grill, right? Because that's a part of the property. Right?
Is it? Yes,
it's not a personal thing.
No.
You know what? I'm grateful for them, because if not, you know where it would have been brought? Into
here?
The studio.
Would have brought it to you guys.
I see Chloe three floors up. George!
I was like, I'm running down the hallway. Like, can you help me, my
He's like,
belt?
Oh my God, she's got a flood or something in her apartment, in her unit.
Oh, but they are.
It's worse.
They are just the best, and I know that I can go to them and ask them for anything, even if it has nothing to do with my apartment.
Yeah, man, for real. We know that you men and women that do this job, we know that you guys also do things that are unseen, mm-hmm. You know? So thank you so much for the things that we do see, like the air filters and, yes, the plumbing issues, all those things that happen when we need maintenance, but also for the things that we don't see. Just thank you so much from Obi, Chloe, Slater, those of us here at K92.3, the national anthem out to you.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
There's so many great things that are happening around the world, and if you know someone doing the right thing in your community, send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram, because we'd love to highlight them. But Slater, you've actually got a story that's happening in Florida today.
It's happening right now, actually, in Florida. I want to see a show of hands. Put your hand in the air if you, in your household, either growing up or right now, got a Power Wheels, yeah. One of those ones where they're supposed to be for kids, right? The kids get in there, they have fun, they laugh.
Man, they've gotten so good, too. They've gotten so much better.
Well, these ones especially have. So two lifelong friends driven to succeed, Cassie and Lauren, are now 10 days into a 500-mile drive down the coast of Florida, earning a Guinness World Record attempt. These are adults, by the way. They're not children. They're in their 20s. They decided they wanted to set a Guinness World Record, the longest distance by driving toy cars. By the way, they could have went like 30 miles, because there's no record in the Guinness World Records of any distance in a toy car. So I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing? Like, why go 500 miles?
All the way to the Keys.
Well, the reason why you do that is so nobody beats your record.
That would be one thing. Also, if you have a kind heart, you can raise money for a charity. And that's what they're doing.
That.
So they want to save the animals and also have merchandise alongside this that they're taking the proceeds. So say a shirt costs them $6. They sell it for 20. $14 of that dollar will go to also help out the charity, which I think is really good. Here are the girls, Cassie, talking about this attempt.
We used to ride around with toy cars as kids, and we've always wanted a Guinness World Record attempt, so we're like, this would be a fun way to like kind of honor our childhood. It originally came as kind of a laughable idea, and then it kind of turned into this like actual thing that we decided to do.
Wow, and Slater, you've wanted to break one of these records for a long time.
Yeah, well, there's three that I'm still waiting for Guinness to actually finally send me the documents. The most amount of animals enclosed within a human being that I did out there at Wild Florida years ago. It's not hard to get one. It is hard for Guinness to actually respond to you. That's the big challenge when it comes to it, if you're thinking about doing one for charity.
I mean, let's talk about the challenges that these girls are going to face on their way down to Key West. Charging, right? They got to be able to charge their toy cars. Where are they stopping?
Well,
tires? What are they pulling into, like a tires, tires plus?
Hi, plastic tires.
Can I get some new tires?
So every 11 miles, it goes 11 miles an hour, and every 11 miles, they have to charge it.
Wow.
So they have to spend 2 hours. So they go 11 miles, 2 hours, they got to sit and charge. 11 miles.
What do these ladies take off work? Like, they have no jobs?
I can only imagine those jobs are not going to be waiting for them. I know if it was our boss, Steve, if I tried to pull this stuff, he would be like, goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye forever. It's not going
to
work.
I'm trying to think of like how to swing in doing the right thing there, but it's not doing the right thing.
I mean, the doing the right thing is that they are raising money. They already have $10,000 to help out the charity to save animals that they have, and also ways, like I said, with the merchandise. So with that, that is definitely doing the right thing.
And to the bosses and occupations that let them do this, that they do have jobs, then yes, then all of that is doing the right thing.
I like that. And those poor suckers they work with having to pick up the slack for 2 months. That today, we appreciate you. And again, that's happening right now. They're 10 days in. It's supposed to take 60 days.
Wow.
So they are pretty close to us in the next couple days. They're going to be passing us as long as those batteries hold out. That is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. It is Obie, Chloe Slater. So coming up at 7 o'clock, it's quickly becoming the most popular game in Central Florida. It's the $1,000 minute. What's great about this is that we're challenging your smarts, right? Of course, there's a prize and all that's cool, but can you stand up to the ticking of the clock? Can you handle Chloe's questions? There's a lot of them that are pretty basic. Some of them that are Jeopardy smart. Can you handle the pressure at 7:10? We'll do that today.
Well, and I think that's what it is. It's easy until the 60 seconds starts. Then you start to freak, you know, because you hear the ticking.
Well, and for some people, it's the first time that you talk to us, too. So you're like, hey, Slater, you know, hell, I love the show, blah, blah. And we're like, yeah. Hey, let's get the business.
Yeah, be quiet. Stop with the compliments.
No, but that's going to happen. Make sure you sign up on the K92.3 app or on K92.3Orlando.com.
Y'all, speaking of getting a business, I have become obsessed with grilling.
Yeah.
It is my new love. I have never been someone who has grilled over the last couple weeks. It was my first time ever. It's always been dad on the grill, my aunts on the grill, my brother on the grill. Like, I've just never felt confident enough to be able to handle, truthfully, like, learn how to use it, fire, the dangers of it.
Fire.
But I do. I always worry. Like, I'd be someone that leans over it and looking at something and poof, something would happen. Yeah. Right. And so I taught myself how to use this grill. And now every night I've been grilling. So last night I sent Obie and Slater. I was so excited about it. It was the first time. Yeah, you become obsessed with it. I love sitting out on the patio, listening to Kenny Chesney right by the pool at my apartment complex and just grilling. And I tried chicken for the first time and it was so good.
So the grill is a community grill, right?
It is. Yes, I share it with everyone.
Have you had guys coming over being like, what's going on over there? Why is there a woman behind the grill?
No, I haven't yet. Not yet.
I know they're thinking about it. Because and not because you don't belong behind the grill, but because it doesn't happen. And there have been a couple snafus. We talked about it last week that you didn't. Your friend was trying to convince you that, yes, just pour whatever juices that the raw meats were in on top of the food after it's cooked.
Well, we're learning.
And now we know there are some foods you cannot do that to. Chicken and pork is a no-no.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So now you just caught yourself before an entire fire was going to break out when you were doing these skewers.
Yeah, no.
Maybe there was some truth to it.
There was maybe a little truth to it, but it's fun. And I did veggies last night. I tried veggies on the grill. I even bought myself some new flippers. What are they? The flippers?
The spatulas.
Yep. What's specific for the grill?
Right.
Yep. I had to soak my skewers in water yesterday because
to do that.
Yes. Hey. I learned that because if you don't, you will start a fire if you just put the chicken on the skewers without soaking.
We saw Chloe put steak on the grill.
I had steak on the grill. Y'all, I'm ready for a big barbecue. Come on over.
Let me just say, if you're a dude in her community, or how about a dude in any community, and you see a girl grilling, What an awesome opportunity for you to just say that you're walking the dog and just be like, hey, see that you're grilling. Boom, start up a conversation.
There you
That's
go.
That's called game.
Mm-hmm. What's on the grill tonight? And I think for me, you know, we go back to guys walking by or seeing me or whatever on the grill. I wanted to be able to do it for myself, for nobody else, but just the fact that I could do it.
You're not trying to, right, we're not saying you're trying to pick up a guy by getting there.
I'm just telling guys to be aware. Sometimes there's open door moments for you, you know what I mean? You got this beautiful girl grilling out there. She's single.
Sure.
Awesome opportunity to say hello.
The next thing, she's going to be changing oil of random cars.
Right? I know how to change a tire. I'm very good at changing tires now.
Wow.
So y'all, this is a new era. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I ordered an apron last night on Amazon. I'm super into it. I got a little scrubby,
you know,
to really... Really, you got to clean after. You got to clean the grill.
There are some things that make certain people stand out. Like, okay, first of all,
I'm all for
any of my boys. I've never seen any of my boys throw on an apron. I've seen that in the movies and I've seen it in TV shows.
Sure.
But I think I would take my dude's man card if he threw on an apron to grill.
Well, you know, but next thing will be a hat, a chef's hat.
Chef's hat?
I'll be
it's
whipping
even worse.
It out there.
Oh, my Lord.
I am loving it. I'm just so enjoying it. So I'll have to compile like a video of everything that I grill over the next couple weeks and share it.
All right. So coming up with the All Access here in minutes.
Yes. What Jason Aldean's wife has taken away from him. Mm. We're hearing that in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
We'll talk about what Jason Aldean's wife, Brittany, will not let him do. But first, it's going to be one big celebration in Texas in May as Brooks and Dunn, they're going to be hosting a big concert for the University of Texas football team to support Texas's NIL. And so what that means is the name, image, and likeness of their athletes. So these athletes are able to get paid. Let's say they're talking about some sort of milk that's in the community. So that is how athletes now get paid. The concert will be happening again, I believe it's like at the beginning of May, but not only have we seen Brooks and Dunn do this, but the last year, I know Eric Church, he's also supporting the University of North Carolina with their NIL. Luke Bryan and Cole Swindell, they went to Georgia Southern. They supported their NIL. They hosted a concert. So I feel like we're starting to see a lot of our artists do this, and it's really fun to see them support their alma maters.
I mean, it's a really smart move on their part, like business side, right? I know, obviously, that's their fans, but also that's the fans that are going to pay money to go to every single show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you go to the majority of the shows, what did I see? By the time you're 30, you will go to the most shows that you will for the rest of your life. So if you live to be 80, you're not going to go to as many in your 30s and 40s and 50s because life has got you by the you-know-what.
That, you know, and I do find that interesting, though, because a lot of times at our concerts, we do have people that they're 30-plus, and they've been dying to go to shows, and now that they've got the liquid money, they're going to shows.
When
they're
the kids are out of the house.
Screw my kids. Yeah, we're going.
Are off to college.
Not only are we going to shows, we're also going to see Kenny in Miami.
Oh,
we're going to see Kenny in New York.
There you go.
We're buying merch for everybody.
I love it. Speaking of Kenny Chesney, he's been in the country music scene, for decades. He's sold more than 30 million albums, sold out stadium shows, has 20 albums. Kenny has his very successful foundation. And he's just had so much success. But Kenny's sharing, even after decades of all this success of performing, what he's most terrified of.
I'm terrified of being complacent and failure. We always get into a stadium market on a Friday. And on a Friday after soundcheck, I'll go to the very top and sit just by myself. I want to be grateful for what's happened. It's a way for me to emotionally and mentally measure how far it is to down here.
Wow, man. So if you can imagine why that's important for Kenny, is that person who pays for that ticket and they're up in the nosebleeds, are they going to have a great time?
Right. Absolutely. And it's if you've been to a Kenny show, you may be going in a couple weeks. He's playing at Raymond James Stadium. Like, he is one of those guys that's an entertainer. I mean, it really feels like it's just you and him in that stadium. And Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany, they have a beautiful home in Palm Beach in that area. They're actually here right now. I saw they're traveling down to Miami yesterday, but Jason hopped on Instagram during their drive doing just a fun Q&A, and Brittany was driving, and someone asked, why is Brittany always the one driving them?
It's because she gets extremely car sick when she's in the passenger seat, usually because she's on her phone looking down, and then, yes, 100%. No. So it's either that or she's a control freak and just likes to drive.
Control freak. That's what it is. Only reason why I say that with such confidence is because that's my wife.
Oh, is it really?
Well, and I don't like to get out of the passenger seat. If we're in her car, like I mean, I get it that sometimes she'll drive her vehicle. But
right.
But for the most part, I like to drive. She hates when I drive, though, because I drive with a purpose. If the
oh,
ETA,
I know. I've seen you fly in here.
Sure. Yes. Mm-hmm. If Google Maps tells me, okay, you're going to get there by 3:05, I try to get there by 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It works both ways. I drive super, super slow. Everybody got to have their seatbelt on, everything else. Sure, there might be people walking faster than us on the sidewalk.
You're the guy I'm whizzing around like,
and I'm like, at least use your blinker.
Oh, we love the Aldeans, and it's so much fun having them here in Florida with us. They spend a lot of time here, so you never, ever know where you might run into them at that local spot. You can see all these stories up online at K923Orlando.com. Up next, we've got that $1,000 minute. You could sign up to play right now on the K923 app. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock next.
Toby, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 minute.
K923.
All right, so we're sitting here with Cody of Merritt Island. Right now, we're to understand, Cody, you're doing a couple deliveries, huh?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you ever go and make those deliveries and try to throw it like a basketball, see how far away you can do it to hit the house?
Nope, that's unemployment.
He's already a smart man. We can tell.
Very smart.
All right, Cody, so we've got 60 seconds. We're throwing it up on the clock. Chloe's got your 10 questions. We won't start the clock until she's done with her very first question.
Cody, if you want to pass, you can pass, and we can come back to the question at the end. But the first answer you lock in is what I have to take, okay?
Okay.
All right. Obi, you ready?
We are ready with the clock.
Okay, here we go. You ready, Cody?
Perfect.
All right, question number one. Where does Winnie the Pooh live?
I do not know. Pass.
What is the yellow part of an egg called?
The yolk.
How many branches comprise the federal government of the United States, and what are they?
Ooh, legislative, judicial, and... pass.
What is the Sunshine State?
Florida.
Who invented the telephone?
I do not know that one.
There are 5 senses. Can you name 2 of them?
Touch and smell.
How many feet are in a yard?
3.
What does the Roman numeral V mean?
5.
If you double 100 plus 2, what do you have?
That's your time.
Oh, oh man.
So let me tell you, the good news, you didn't get any of them wrong. Unfortunately, you didn't get through 10 and passed on a couple. Where does Winnie the Pooh live? The 100-acre wood forest. The executive branch is the one that you missed. Judicial,
you
legislative, and executive are the 3. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, and we didn't get to the last one, but 202 was that math question that we were trying to stump
you on. Okay, perfect.
But you did get 5 right. Unfortunately, you got to get 10, so you're walking away with Tortuga Music Festival passes.
Not bad. All right. Not bad, Cody.
Out there on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Perfect.
Yeah, brother, you enjoy that, and we'll have to get you on another $1,000 minute.
Perfect.
The $1,000 minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Caitlin, you're hitting that panic button. Why?
Hey, guys. Okay, so one of my old friends, we're no longer friends. We had a big falling out. She's kind of a friend of me now to me. She has a boyfriend, and I've been seeing them all over Instagram because we're still Instagram friends. You know how you have those friends and you just don't delete them. But
You know what they say? You keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean... She's nice and everything, but we're just like, we just had this weird falling out. But anyways, this boyfriend that she has right now is DMing me.
And she's with him?
She is definitely with him. But he's DMing me. Like, he's messaging me.
Hmm. He's like liking your stuff and sending fire emojis on your story?
I mean, not just that kind of stuff. He's like actually flirting with me in like messages.
No oh, way. Did like, you call
oh
him out
God,
on
you
it?
Look so good.
Are you entertaining you so... it?
I'm not doing anything to prevent it, like to stop it, but I'm also not provoking it. I'm a little bit like in between because I feel bad for her, but also we're not friends anymore and it was a huge falling out.
Chloe,
I can't tell anyone.
Girl to girl, because it's a different point of view that I'm sure Obi and I will have as guys. What would you do if you were in that situation and somebody was reaching out to you?
I would not be flirting with him or entertaining it just because he's in a relationship.
Yeah, but if she hates that girl's guts.
If he wants to pursue you,
I mean,
then he has to end his relationship.
Can we all be fair? Can we all be fair and honest that if this is happening, you probably have a little slight sensation of like satisfaction, right?
A little bit.
Okay, so why don't we do this? You're going to have to be the bigger person. You're just going to have to stop the communication with this dude, especially if you're not interested in him, whether you like her or not. I think that's the big thing.
Okay.
No, that's that's one point of view. Or you try to get him to keep coming with it, and then maybe that past can be squashed if you're able to be like, listen, I'm saving you a bunch of pain because if he's doing this with me, he's probably doing this with a bunch of other girls. And then you send the receipts to him and just screenshot all those messages.
There's good and bad with each one. So I kind of just need help.
There is.
All right. No, that's perfect. So what we'll do is we'll open up the lines. I'm sure we've got some people who've got great wisdom for you, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
So we're on with Cole. Cole, you're the first person who just heard our girl's story there.
Oh, man, it's tough. I think the good thing to do as a person is document this stuff. The girl isn't going to believe it. She just come right out and say it. So she's going to have to make sure that she has all this stuff documented.
Okay. Hey, Cole, can you hold on for us for 6 minutes and we'll get right to you, okay? We would love to hear what you have to say.
Gotcha.
K92.3. The panic button.
Join the conversation.
With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Caitlin's hitting the panic button today. Quite the predicament. A former friend, now frenemy. So an enemy that she has. That friend's boyfriend has been reaching out to her through direct messages on Instagram.
Scandalous.
Flirting with her. And we don't know which direction to take this. Should she present this to her or maybe say nothing at all? Cole, you think she should do what?
I think she needs to document this stuff. They used to be friends. I don't really know what happened between them to make them really hard of falling out. Hopefully there's some kind of connection between the two to help to make her want to still help her out.
I'm glad that she came to us and didn't go right to her friends because I think, I mean, loose lips sink ships. I feel like the friends would bring this up and then it would cause way too much stuff. Maybe she goes out on a fake date with this guy, right? Gets a video camera.
No. Why?
Is it
why?
Like setting them up on purpose?
What you're trying to do? Stir the pot.
No, I'm trying to set up a reality show so she could be a millionaire.
Oh, my.
No, brother, I do appreciate you, though, Cole. You said collect documentation, which I think is incredibly important. So this way, at least you have a case.
Yeah, I mean, keep it online, keep it digital, keep it with words. Don't go out with the cat.
Okay, don't go out with him, but maybe ask him to send pics. So that way she can be like, look what he's just sent me.
I wouldn't bait him at all.
She's engaging in it. Just no.
Cole, thank you so much for calling, brother.
Okay.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
This is K92.3. That was Morgan Wallen, Eric Church. I'm dropping a good idea in somebody's head right now. Why don't you plan for summer to head up to Nashville so this way you can experience Eric Church's new bar.
There you go. And then, I think Morgan Wallen also has one in the works. So we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. It's Obi, Chloe, Slater. We've got something called the panic button. We're trying to help a young lady out. She's got a frenemy. This is what happens when sometimes you've been friends for a long time and all of a sudden something happens that's broken you guys apart. And now you're enemies. However, her frenemy, her man, is flirting with her.
Yes, and she doesn't know if she should say anything, what she should do. I don't know. I almost think, and I usually do this, but take the high road. Is it really worth it? Just let it go. Don't flirt back with him. Don't entertain it. And just be done.
That would have been nice if we could actually turn the clock back. But she's already responded a little bit. So now that you're already in, you're dipping your toe in the water, you might as well put on your swimsuit and see how far you can go.
Uh-uh.
Right? What would be the worst that could happen? She could get this friend back. Maybe, right? Maybe if she wants that. Or she could just have some fun. She could have some fun.
But is it worth
this conversation?
I was going to say,
it
depends on how much of an enemy. If it's really an enemy and you want to stab that person really good.
Well, then she could show that stuff and at least be like, hey, this is what you are. We don't have to be friends anymore. But why not prevent yourself from that pain of being with that person that's clearly not for you?
Yeah. All right. Your calls. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Geneva Keith.
Hey,
Geneva Keith. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing? I heard this one this morning. I had to chime in.
Let's hear it.
Well, she had a big falling out with this girl. If it was me personally, I think I'd like to maybe level the playing field a little bit. I would really probably try and entice this guy into meeting me someplace.
Really?
You gonna bait him?
Have her show up at the same time.
Oh.
And just say, look, this is the type of friend I was.
Whoa.
This is the type of man you're with.
Remember that show?
My hand to both of you. See you later. Have a good day. Have a great life.
And just walk out.
So back in the day, there was this show called Cheaters, and that's what they would do.
They would
bait it, but they would do it for TV. She's doing it potentially, right? If she does want to have that friend back, or at least right her reputation.
Right, not being that bad friend.
Exactly. I mean, you know, she covers her base, and possibly she might salvage a relationship.
Right.
Because friendships, good, true friends, are hard to come by.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with that.
I've already offered Chloe's filming services if she wants to film this thing so we can...
No, thanks.
Honestly, WFTV could definitely use a show like this.
I'll be security.
There you go.
Oh, I've got security now, too.
Brother, you're always a pleasure to talk to, man.
Thanks, Keith.
You all have a great day.
You too.
Ooh, Port Orange. We got Seth on the line.
All right,
Seth, what's your advice?
So I feel like she's kind of in the middle because she could go ahead and out the boyfriend of her frenemy of him flirting with her. But at the same time, it's going to look bad on her if she's not doing anything to... like to turn it down because of the fact that, hey, this was her one-time friend's boyfriend.
What would you say is the action to do next?
Does she say something to this girl?
I would say yeah. But at the same time, if the girl comes back and questions why she didn't just immediately shut down the flirting, then there's going to be cause for having more conversation about why this didn't come to her sooner.
That's a great point. Because, I mean, granted, she could be thinking she's doing the right thing, but that girl could totally come back and say, well, why didn't you tell me right away? You're just telling me now?
I don't think there's any pleas in the girl. I would love to see this big crazy thing like we just heard, like a suggestion of baiting him there and then having her come. But no matter what, it's never going to work out where she gets that trust back from that friend again.
The phrase that comes to mind for me is, oh, God, it just slipped now, damn it. All right, well, there you go.
We appreciate it. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Appreciate you always, man. You always got some good stuff.
Yep, have a great day, guys.
You too.
Was it liar, liar, pants on fire?
No, it was another phrase. It was a phrase that people say
all the
time.
Keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer.
No, just forget it.
One in the hand, two in the bush.
You know how you just have a brain fart and you had something good to say. This is the phrase that I was going to say. No good deed goes unpunished.
There you go.
So she could be trying to do a good deed. And it's going to end up being bad anyways.
We learned a lot of good phrases. How about stuff your sorries in a sack?
That's my favorite. All right, coming up next, Chloe, you got the all access?
Yes, people are calling Jason Aldean out on social media. What his wife forbids him from doing. That in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Talking to Matthew out in Castleberry, hit up a steakhouse for his date. Good, that's where we left off.
You know, I basically like, I went out with a girl, her name's Julia. Look, full disclosure, I've dated a couple girls here and there, but this girl was amazing. If we went out, it just hit. I was ready to just commit at dinner. You know what I mean? And like, I don't know what happened.
So Matthew, really quick so I can understand this. You met on a dating app, thought she was gorgeous, took her out to dinner, and that's where things are at the moment.
That's where it is. And I've been texting her. I've been calling her. I cannot get her to hit me back. And it's like driving me crazy because she was beautiful. Like, honestly, I was like, this is the one. I'm good.
And this is the first time that you guys saw each other in person. Do you look like the way you do in the pictures?
Yeah, I mean, that's all accurate.
Because we had people before that, like a guy that wore a baseball hat the entire time and then wore no hat. And she was like, oh, where's your hair?
No. I mean, all that's legit. I don't play any games like that. I mean, this girl's just awesome. And I don't know. I'm confused because it felt right.
Okay. Well, here, let me just drop this on you too. We could possibly call Julia and she could have nothing to want to do with you. Are you okay with hearing that?
I mean, yeah, I know how this works, but I need to find out what's going on.
I love a man that pursues. He is not giving up.
It seems a little desperate though, right, Chloe? Wouldn't you say?
No, I think it's really sweet.
Especially if you find somebody you're incredibly attracted to. So thank you for giving us Julia's number. Let us call her, and we're going to find a space to invite the both of you into the conversation, okay?
Bet.
Hello.
Julia, please.
Speaking, who says?
Julia, my name is Obi. That's Chloe.
Good morning.
That's Slater. Hey. So already, I don't want to frighten you, but you've got three people on the line. And we work for the radio station, K92.3. And we'd love to talk to you, Julia, about a date that you went. Julia?
You there?
Yeah. Oh. No, just listening.
Okay, you went. I'm so glad that you're on the line. But you went on a date with a guy named Matthew. We'd love to pay for you guys to go on another date. I have a $75 gift card here for you.
Okay. Sorry,
Did you go on a date with Matthew?
I did go on a date
with... Did you like your time with Matthew?
You know, okay, sorry. I listened to you guys. That's weird.
Julia, you know how this works.
So you know the second date.
No, not really. So I'm a little like, this is weird, but no, I don't. It didn't work out. So.
Right. Well, that's what it seems. Have you been getting his messages? Because he said he reached out in every single way, even was thinking about, I don't know, maybe mailing you a letter like it was 1920. And you didn't respond to anything. So we figured he screwed up in a major way. These two in here don't agree, but it maybe seemed a little desperate that he liked you too much on the date and you didn't want somebody who was needy.
No, I thought we had a genuine connection and we talked about like, hey, we want to get into a relationship, not with each other, but that's what we're looking for. We're not just trying to be casual with a bunch of people. So
Julia,
I was hopeful.
Were you physically attracted to him?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I was so disappointed because I went to the bathroom and when I was walking back, I came up behind him and I was walking over slowly and I said, I can't believe this guy is like scrolling on a dating app right now, like looking at
what
photos, profiles and
during
so when
your
I
saw date
kind of looking. Yeah. I mean, and so that's what kind of hurt because I was like, oh my gosh, I get it. Maybe he's not feeling it, but we haven't even left the restaurant yet. I mean, can you like hold off?
Well, how awkward that you're on the date with him. And two, you're into him. It's just the fact that he's into other girls. And so it makes you think, I'm sure, like, he's not into me. He's moving on. So you're like, I'm not going to waste my time.
Yeah. And then he started, and then he was like trying to reach out. And I was like, okay, I don't want to be one of like so many. Like, I get it. So I'm actually talking to a couple of guys. I haven't gone out with them yet, but they seem to be looking for what I'm looking for.
Okay. So why don't we do this first? Okay. Because Julia, I mean... Okay, let me just let you know that Matthew is on the line. We wanted to get the both of you talking to before you talk to those other dudes. Matthew, are you on?
Awkward. Yeah.
Is that true?
It's totally cool.
Oh my God. I mean, this is so crazy. Because
Matthew, it sounds like she's saying that you deserve to be in the doghouse for what happened on that date.
Oh my. All right, listen. Yes, I was on those apps. I was basically telling every one of those other girls I had matched with that I was off the market. I was done.
On
I was like,
your
I'm
date?
Into this girl.
Yeah. I was like, I found this girl. She's amazing. I'm done. Canceling, like, planned meetups for a couple days later. I was like, I am. I mean, it's so not what she thinks. It is so not. It's hilarious.
Okay, so wait a minute. Hold on. Let me paint the picture then. So what you were doing was, is you were telling all the girls that you had previously talked to before Julia that Julia was going to be the girl?
Yes.
For real though?
So Julia, that's kind of a compliment that after he met you, he was like, "Oh, I'm locking this one down."
I'm surprised. I don't know. I guess
definitely not. Wow, I really to like DM other girls. I was like, "I'm good. We're done. Like, I'm down with you. I thought you were awesome. I had the greatest time." Oh my god, I can't believe this is like.
I thought we were having a great time too. I don't know. What do you guys think?
What
about all these other guys you've got on hold?
I would ask for receipts personally.
Here's my idea, Julia. What if you just say yes? Go out on another date with Matthew. I mean, now you're an open book. You told him you're also dating other people, going on dates, having fun, and just see. Maybe you guys really do have the chemistry, hit it off, and then you're like, okay, I'm ready to just like, you know, focus on our relationship, or you realize you're ready to move on.
I can do that.
And Matthew really likes you.
Matthew, what do you think?
I mean, I really like him too. And I haven't actually, I'm just talking to a couple of guys, so we haven't. I like to take it slow.
I mean, yes, we can take it slow. We can do whatever. Just don't. Like, I was so bummed out. I'm just like, I can't believe this is why.
Wow. Hey, good. Okay, let's get you guys on the second date.
I'm excited about this.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
K92.3, OB, Chloe, Slater. This is a great moment right now where we get to kind of remind you that you've got Aquatica tickets coming right around the corner at 9. If you missed them at 9, you've got them again at 5. We also have, at noon, pop quiz.
Oh, yeah. Ashley McBride. Bam. With there you go. Greets. So you can be like, hey, how is it possible, Ashley, that you get your hair to look like that? And then she'll tell you.
You know, I just wanted you to win today. He won the pop quiz. That was nice. That was me just giving him a handout.
Oh, okay, you knew what it was? You sounded like you were a deep sea diving.
No, I knew exactly what it was.
Well, we are all going to win with Slater's hack. I do want to put this disclaimer out there, okay? Out of the three of us, I do think that you are the one who takes advantage of the most, whether they're giveaways, freebies, the opportunities out there that are given. You take advantage of them all the time.
The nicest way you've ever said that. Every other time you say, cheat the system. You know, really pull the wool over somebody else's eyes.
I mean, you like to save money. And I guess the harsh way of saying it is you're kind of cheap.
But I think Obi and I, we both can agree. Like, we learn a lot from Slater. There's so many things and hacks that you teach us. We're like, we would have never known that if it wasn't for you. So
still doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
Right, but... we're learning.
Okay, just think about it. There's many times in life. Here's what I know, okay? I know the bad thing that you should never do. If you go to a buffet, you should never bring like a big gallon bag and then just rifle in, take home the goods.
This is to go.
To go, right. But I have done that. This is not in that elk, okay? So I went to the movies last week, saw Kung Fu Panda 4 with Olivia. She thought it was just okay, so that's your review for the movie. She's 5. She laughed twice in 90 minutes. I would say just wait for it to come home. That's the review.
She's like, the plot could have been thicker.
But here's the hack that they want you to do at every single movie theater. It doesn't matter if it's an AMC, a Regal, maybe one of your hometown ones. They have a deal with popcorn that if you get a large popcorn, large soda, you can also... fill up on the way out and also fill up during the movie and then take it home with you.
So what do? Do you fill up on the way out or during the movie and then fill up again?
The most that I've done is 3 Ziploc bags and the bucket of popcorn.
And Stop it right now. So you're going inside with your big bucket of popcorn, you bring Ziploc baggies, you dump it in, and then you go back out and get more?
I don't feel guilty if the movie is bad. I don't feel guilty if the movie's bad because I know that I'm getting my fill.
That is cheating the system.
I think there's some premeditated behavior going on here. Like the fact that you go with Ziploc bags.
Of course it's premeditated. I'm not finding these Ziploc bags. Or like there's not a Ziploc bag club and they're like, oh, how many you want?
You're taking advantage of our poor friends at the movie theater.
This from a person that admits to sneaking in candy that she got from some other place.
It's not sneaking Chloe. In. I just throw it in my purse because I have heartburn really bad. And so the butter on the popcorn, I love it, but it kills my stomach. So
what do? You bring in your own popcorn?
I bring in my own popcorn, but I just put it in my purse and I walk in.
Yo, you people are crazy out here. You people are crazy.
You know,
I know there's people listening right now that you fall into one of these two categories as well, okay?
So and
I
am calling you crazy. What do you do, Obi?
Okay, so we do pay for certain things, right? We go to Sinopolis in Winter Garden. That's okay. One of the fancier theaters. Mm-hmm. We do pay for dinners there, which, I mean, oh my God, when we leave, it's like $100. But one thing that we do is we do sneak in candy.
Oh, see?
That's unbelievable.
And he's calling us out.
He's calling us out. You're one of these two.
Well, because you hit the dollar store and there's like a million different brands there that you can go ahead and pick up that are... I mean, I guarantee you, there's somebody who works for the theater right now who's listening to us and they're like, you bastards.
I don't feel bad doing it because I also take a photo of myself and it has the label on the popcorn and then I post it being like, oh, enjoying this movie even if it's a stinkeroo.
But what are you doing with the 3-gallon Ziploc bags of popcorn?
Of the popcorn. Take it home?
Yeah, I take it home with me and I distribute it in littler Ziploc bags to go to lunch.
You're like a drug dealer but with popcorn. You're like taking like an ounce and breaking it down to dime bags.
I test it out, okay? I test it out because my love for popcorn, it's synonymous with me in that I even went on a popcorn diet years ago, ended up breaking my leg because of eating the popcorn.
Because you fainted.
Because I fainted.
Because it's not enough nutrition. You gotta add those
popcorn.
Details.
It's not like I ate popcorn all of a sudden,
then you broke a leg.
Compound fracture. It's through the skin. It didn't do that. But I distributed, and then for months, Olivia gets to have
the same popcorn.
Yo, that is horrible.
It's terrible.
It's not stale. These Ziploc bags are technology that it just blows our mind. Like NASA created it.
Poor Olivia. We got to go buy her some popcorn.
I have gotten wisdom from you when it comes to what you can get for free on your birthdays.
Okay.
There have been other deals where they're like buy one get ones, and you let me in on those.
And you're welcome. Here's another.
This one I cannot co-sign.
Don't you start to think when we went over his house for that little housewarming party that I'm like, so how old's the ketchup? The chicken tenders.
What in here did you get for free, bro?
Yeah, if you have to ask, don't ask.
Oh, Lord. All right, so coming up next, Chloe, you did something big today, and I want to celebrate it again, okay?
Oh,
so we
okay.
talked about it a little bit earlier, how Chloe hit a huge milestone that typically us guys, we're the ones who man this station at the house.
I don't need no man. Mm-hmm. I can do it all by myself.
Ooh, talk about it in 6 minutes.
That is Luke Bryan. This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. 70 right now. It is Obi, Chloe, Slater, and just around the corner from those Aquatica tickets. So this way we could bless you just in time for spring break. Okay, so Chloe, you've been doing something for the past couple days that Slater and I are really impressed.
Well, thanks, y'all. So I am into grilling. I guess... I would say I'm obsessed with it. This is my new passion, my new love. I love getting down there.
Where did this start, though? Because I think it's funny how one can be motivated into something.
Yeah. So y'all know I love to cook. Like, my happy place is in the kitchen. But I have always felt that meat tastes better when it's on the grill. Also, vegetables are really good on the grill. There's so many things. Corn on the cob. And so I've been wanting to learn how to do this. But I've never trusted myself and had the faith that I'd be able to light the grill, make sure it's the right temperature, you know, all those things. And so finally, I'm like, you know what? I can do it. It's a beautiful, you know, with the time change, the weather's been really nice. And so I've been getting down there every night at my apartment complex and I've been grilling. I've been playing music, enjoying a poppy, some of my favorite drinks down there. And just
that's the drink, poppy.
Yes. Okay. It's like a LaCroix, sparkling water, and just relaxing and enjoying it. And I have a love for it. And so I've been telling myself, like, you can do it. Like, you don't need, you know, dad, bro. I love them. Those are the guys that grew up, my uncles. Some of my aunts are really good grillers. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to teach myself. And so I did. And so I've done steak. I've done burgers. I've done turkey burgers. And then last night, I did chicken. I did chicken kebabs for the first time and did some vegetables on the grill. And it was really good.
And okay. you haven't brought any of it in?
To share.
It's so good. There's none left.
Okay, but I am proud of you because I think it was Monday that you put out on Instagram and you shared with us that you were doing a flank steak.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we were giving you all sorts of advice. I mean, Slater was even in here telling you yesterday not to take the spatula and push your meat down, like you know, the way that we kind of press our meat.
It'll ruin it. Makes that nice noise.
So what about lighting the grill? So that to me has always been something fun whenever you don't have the igniter. So, okay, today's grills come with an igniter, right? That you press mm-hmm. and it goes.
Right.
And it starts the fire. Well, if that thing breaks, then you're sitting there with a lighter.
Well.
And you're trying to light it on your own, and that's where you get the.
Right.
Yeah,
almost blow off your eyebrows.
I haven't thought that far because mine is a gas grill downstairs, and so all I have to do is turn on the timer, and then I. And so, far, it's had no problem lighting up. I let it heat up for 5 to 10 minutes, and then I've been putting my meat on there. So, we'll see. I know my next thing I want to do is try corn on the grill. I purchased, an apron. I got new little tongs for the grill. I want to buy, the scraper to clean the grill at the end. So, I'm telling you, I'm loving it. I'm having a great time, and it's my new piece.
I don't know. I don't know how you can make something that is so masculine just sound so like wah wah.
What do you mean?
It's such a bummer. Like you took all the fun out of it when you're talking about an apron and blah blah.
First of all,
and you have your poppy and you put it on a doily and then you sit there. Chloe.
She's like, I'm listening to Dua Lipa.
What do you want me to do?
You know what I want you to do? I want you to take a little bit of the grease from the grill stuff and put it in between your eyebrows to make a unibrow, so that way you can really know what it's like to be behind a grill and just feel the heat.
The heat every time I open the grill up. Thank you.
Okay, so where are you doing this? You're doing this within your community? Your community has a grill?
Yes.
Or this is personally on your porch?
No. We can't have grills on our porch. So there's a grill downstairs that we can use. And so I've been grilling down there. And honestly, no one's been using it during... I mean, granted, I say dinner time, but I eat dinner at 4. So I'm down there at 3:30. So it makes sense.
People aren't even home from work, Chloe.
I know. So yeah, I just go down there in the afternoon and turn on the grill, relax, cook some food. So it's been fun.
Well, and I said this earlier on the show, and I want to put this out there again. If you're a single guy and you see a single girl and she's grilling up a storm in the community area, that's a great opportunity to open the window of conversation and be like, hey girl, what's your name? What you cooking?
What are you grilling?
Yeah, but you wouldn't want that, right? You'd be like,
sure,
I'm shutting.
Why not?
You would have conversations like that?
Absolutely.
I
almost did it the other day when I pulled back in my apartment complex as the sun was going down. There was a gentleman, he had tinfoil on the grill. And I don't know, obviously he was cooking more than meat, probably just different vegetables. And I'm like, I almost rolled down the window to ask him what he was doing because I wanted to learn. But then I'm like,
I wanted to learn.
We would be like, who are you?
What's
Sir,
your grilling philosophy?
Do you mind if I sit at your feet and be your apprentice today?
He was whipping it up on there. I wanted to learn some tips.
I'm going
to
take tips on my BlackBerry here.
Oh my God.
What?
All right. So first of all, if any of my dudes out there, any of my boys that wear an apron to grill, you're in big trouble with me. I got to snatch that man card.
Why?
Chloe, that is so... Like what Slater said, you took something so awesome with fire and juices of meat and then you put an apron on.
You know what? You come over, I'll grill y'all. We'll bring the families by and I won't ruin it, I promise.
Okay, deal.
Free food? Okay.
Oh, there's no doubt Slater will be there. As long as there's to-go boxes.
What you got with the all access?
Bring his own.
He'll bring Ziploc bags.
Absolutely.
I got him in the trunk.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K-92-3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.